With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Three presidential debates have been announced for next year's general election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In the run-up to the 2024 election, Texas, Virginia, and Utah will host presidential debates. Texas State University will host the first one in September, followed by debates at Virginia State University and the University of Utah in October. There will be one vice presidential debate in Pennsylvania. The Nonpartisan Nonprofit Commission on Presidential Debates says all debates will run for 90 minutes. Details about the format and moderators will be announced later. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russian President Putin has a plan to fight what he sees as an unacceptable and dangerous Western monopoly on artificial intelligence.
The Russian president says it's imperative to use Russian solutions in the field of creating reliable and transparent artificial intelligence systems that are also safe for humans. Speaking at an AI conference in Moscow, Putin also said monopolistic dominance of such foreign technology in Russia is unacceptable, dangerous, and inadmissible, warning that algorithms developed by Western platforms could lead to a digital cancellation of Russia and its culture. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The top diplomats from South Korea, Japan, and China have met to discuss when to resume their leaders' trilateral summit after a four-year hiatus. The meeting took place in the southeastern South Korean city of Busan today. South Korea earlier said the meeting was meant to exchange opinions on preparations to restart the summit, ways to improve three-way cooperation, and other regional issues. The British Antarctic Survey says one of the world's largest icebergs is drifting beyond Antarctic waters now, after being grounded for more than 30 years. The berg first went aground in 1986. This is SRN News. Two teenage girls who were living as boys are suing the University of Missouri over its decision to stop providing sex change operations for minors. The federal lawsuit alleges that the university hospital is discriminating against the teens based on their diagnosis of gender dysphoria. The medical center stopped providing the operations because of a new state law that bars anyone under the age of 18 from undergoing irreversible surgery in order to live as the opposite sex. Washington University Hospital in St. Louis also stopped performing the operations on children after the law passed. Persecution of Christians in Sudan is not slowing down. Suspected Muslim terrorists set off a bomb at the Church of Omdurman this month, caving in the roof and setting a fire that consumed furniture, Bibles, and hymnals. International Christian Concern says the house of worship was nearly 100 years old and was shared by two local communities. A civil war in the country is only making things worse. This is SRN News. There are growing efforts underway to stop the waste of food.
A number of states are working to keep food out of landfills over concerns the waste is taking up too much space and posing environmental issues. Globally, about a third of all food is wasted, but in the United States, it's 40%. California and others have passed laws requiring food waste to be composted, while others require supermarkets to redirect food to pantries. They say it saves landfill space, also gives poor families more choices. Jason Walker reporting.
A faded, cracked felt hat won by Napoleon sold for $2.1 million at an auction of the French emperor's belongings recently. The black bicorn hat is one of just a handful that actually sat upon the emperor's head. This is SRN News.